I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I want to be careful, make sure we understand. No one's saying, would you rather trade Poole or Wiggins? Are there Warrior fans out there who don't answer that all the same way? Everybody would rather keep Wiggins over Poole.
Exactly.
He's been better. He makes less. He plays on both ends of the floor, and he hasn't ever fought with the future Hall of Famers. So, I that's not a question.
Right.
The question is, if a phone call comes in and a sweetheart deal is on the table, and that other GM says, yeah, we want Poole, but we want Wiggins too. And we'll give you something back, because you'd have to, by the way. Just those two guys, that's over $50 million next year.
Right.
You're going to get a lot back, and you may like what you hear. I'm just wondering if it's on the table. I'm not going to lie. I really hope Andrew Wiggins is on the team next year. But do I have to listen? If his name gets brought up, I'd listen.
That's you listen to any offer that involves any name that does not include Steph Curry.
Yeah, I guess.
Honestly, even if it's a Clay offer, you listen.
You're not getting one of those, but okay.
Well, and yeah, $42 million in the expiring contract is not what it used to be in terms of a team wanting to get that expiring contract. And Draymond Green with a player option, if, you know, hey, Draymond, we're going to trade you. No, you're not. I'm not opting in then. So the Draymond, Steph, and Clay portion of this conversation is a moot point. So if you go down from there, yes, you'd much rather trade Jordan Poole and keep Andrew Wiggins. But if you really want to make a big deal, a big splash trade, you may have to part with Andrew Wiggins. And I'm here for it. If it means you get LeBron, let's say it's Jordan Poole, you keep Kuminga. It's Poole and Wiggins and the first round pick for LeBron James and whatever throw-in makes the money work. I'm doing that. I'm doing it.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
I keep Kuminga.
Yeah.
And I keep Moody. And, you know, if I have to trade Wiggins and Poole and a first round pick that I don't even know if the Warriors really want to use it.
I could, yeah. Nobody cares about first round future.
Especially this team that doesn't play.
For the Golden State Warriors.
So a first round pick in this year's draft is a see you in 4 years player. Because you didn't really play Rollins or PBJ.
Right.
You barely played Kuminga. Moody was on the bench for long stretches of time. You don't do young players here.
No, and that's the larger point. Like, why would you? This is the point I've brought up over and over and over again about Trey Lance. And so many people, and you're not wrong, people have said, wait a minute, now you're going to trade up and get the number three overall pick, and then you're just going to ride for the rest of your life without ever knowing if he's going to be any good? You're never going to play the guy? Right. It feels really weird. But here's the only thing that matters. Those players in that locker room expect to win the Super Bowl this year. That's it. They expect to win the Super Bowl. If you want to go back in time to last year in August, when there was a story that some of the 49ers in the locker room weren't sold that the 49ers were starting their best quarterback. And then it all got taken care of for them because Trey got hurt and then Jimmy got thrown in. Little did those players know that the best quarterback was actually door number three. Nobody knew that at the time. But the opinion of the locker room in cases like this matters. If you are the Niners or the Warriors, the locker room opinion matters. Maybe not so much with the Giants. Logan Webb is not making deals. Farhan doesn't call him.
Right.
But do the Warriors make deals without calling Steph? I don't think so. Doesn't mean he's the one making the decision, but there's input there. And the 49ers, I don't know if they get input from Trent Williams, but his opinion matters. Kyle Juszczyk, George Kittle, the opinion matters because You cannot tell those players that we're going to teach somebody a key role in the midst of trying to win. That's why it matters. That's why there are certain cases, and the Warriors and 49ers are both in one, where the future doesn't matter. There's no time for the future.
But think about the Wiseman trade.
Good point.
In and of itself. I don't think that the Wiseman trade happens unless the veterans on this team make it clear that they would rather play with Gary Payton II than James Wiseman. You bring back a guy that you didn't sign in the offseason in exchange for a guy you drafted number two overall, James Wiseman. So you're going to give up on a young player, and you're going to give up on him knowing that the veterans probably have already given up on that young player. So if you're going to keep Steph Clay and Dre around for three more years, and they don't believe that James Wiseman is going to be a good enough player in those 3 years, then he's got to go. And that's what happens. And you bring in GP2, a guy that they know can play with them and a guy that they know that they can rely on. And similarly, when it comes to whatever you do this offseason, if it's Jordan Poole, well, I think the core three have already let you know how they feel about Jordan Poole. Not in totality, but there's enough evidence to where if Jordan Poole was traded this offseason, they wouldn't have a revolution on their hands, right?
See, I have a very firm opinion about this, and I wonder what yours is. Take money out of it. Who matters to you more in the Warriors' future, Poole or Kuminga?
Oh, boy, in the Warriors' future? Uh-huh. To me, it's Jonathan Kuminga.
I agree with you. Now, why do you feel that way?
Because I think that Jonathan Kuminga still has a certain amount of upside, and what he brings to your team is less duplicatable than what Jordan Poole brings you. I think that Jordan Poole has hit his ceiling. I think that this is the best that Jordan Poole is going to be. This is the player that Jordan Poole is going to be, and I don't necessarily love the player that Jordan Poole is in terms of that's a guy who can anchor your team, get you 27 a night, and lead you to a championship. Now, Jonathan Kuminga, he'll never be your best player. If he's your best player, you're a lottery team.
Well, see, the reason I would say it, and I think Trey Lance sits in this bucket as well, it's why I'm still intrigued by him, but Brock Purdy, too. Brock has achieved a little something there with the 8 wins, but it was only 8 wins. And so there are all kinds of questions about all of them. I'm always more intrigued by the person who's got more question marks, in a way. I don't know yet who Jonathan Kuminga can be. I feel like we've got a visual of what Jordan Poole is going to be. Jordan Poole is never going to be a good player on both ends of the court, in my opinion. Can he get better? Sure. Steph got better. And Steph got to a point where his offense is so important. When you get to the status of being one of the top five players in the league and defenses literally cannot figure you out and you terrify them and all that stuff, then you don't have to be great on the defensive end. You just need to be serviceable. Maybe Jordan can get there, but I feel like we've got a better picture of who Jordan Poole can be, and I don't believe he can be the centerpiece of a championship team. I don't necessarily think that about Kuminga either, but I don't know if we know. I don't know that he's 20. He's 20, and he's so raw, and he can play on both ends of the floor, and he does have freakish athleticism. That's interesting to me. I'd love to see where that develops and it goes. I know that that's why people are bothered, why he didn't play, but it's also because he's so raw. But that's intriguing to me. Trey Lance, I still don't know what he can be, so that's intriguing to me. But once you know, and you don't think it's a dude, like a dude.
Right.
Then what's the point? What are you worried about? That's what I would say to Warriors fans. What are you so afraid of in giving up the future? Because what is the future? What is it?
We don't know.
Not only do you not know, I think what you do know suggests it's nothing special. It's nothing special. Just because Jordan Poole's a good player and Kuminga can dunk, it does not mean that you've got some sort of championship competitiveness secured in 2027.
Well, and I'll say this too, Mark, because if the team themselves had thought that the future was going to be something spectacular or special, they wouldn't have traded James Wiseman. Because you had in Jordan Poole, Kuminga, Moody, Wiseman, Rollins, and Patrick Baldwin Jr., you had six players under the age of 23 who were all homegrown, and we know you love homegrown players, and you had six guys who, if you could keep all six, would be that core in 3 years when Steph Curry is done with his contract and maybe Steph Curry is done playing basketball. And yet you got rid of James Wiseman because either you gave up on him or you realized he wasn't very good or both, or maybe you were desperate for a piece this year, but you've already started to shatter these two timelines. So what's keeping you from a Jordan Poole trade or a Kuminga trade or both, or in the future maybe Rollins or PBJ if they pop? There's no future that is so worth holding on to. You're not holding on to Victor Wembanyama right now.
No, you're definitely not. And that's why I've been, you know, saying that that phrase to you here for a couple of weeks, which is keep an eye on the future, but don't become obsessed with it. I don't even think the Giants are, you know? Casey Schmidt and Patrick Bailey are up. Matos is coming. Harrison, too. You'll see them this year. You'll see them, and we'll see how they look, and they'll go through their struggles. I do notice this with Gabe. If you notice this with Gabe and Casey Schmidt, he will run to the microphone right now to tell you, Casey's going to struggle. Like, obviously.
Yeah.
This is not, he's not just going to show up and hit 380 and now we're done. That's not the way it's going to go. Because he wants to let people know, be ready for the dive. They're going to get a scouting report on him. Nobody hits 450. Okay? It's going to go that way. So that's going to be a story that unfolds for a while. I think there are plenty of questions still to answer there. But the difference between the Giants and the two other teams for me is that the Giants' future matters more right now because they're not in the championship window. The other two, man, I don't know. I don't even want to hear about next year or the year after when it comes to those teams.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.